So we sell a lot of homes on rent to own, same thing as lease purchase. So let's talk about these two different exit strategies. And quite frankly, I haven't decided which way I'm going to go. It doesn't matter really. I mean, it's both of them are wins, but let's just play out the numbers. So I'll sell it on a rent to own. Now let me describe what rent to own means. Lease purchase is the same thing. So a rent to own buyer typically does not have the credit score to qualify for a mortgage, but they can afford a monthly payment and they got to have a deposit or the actual legal term is called an option fee. We also call it a non-refundable lease option deposit. So the reason a rent to own buyer will buy from you, so if I sell it to on rent to own, I'm selling it as is. It's also called in this case work for equity, right? But we're selling it as is. So in other words, if I sell a rent to own, I'm not going to put $15,000. I'm not going to put $15,000 rehab in this house. Because guess what? They're going to paint the walls themselves. All it needs is lipstick, this and that, right? So I'm going to sell it at the same price of $180,000. But let me just get you in the mind of the rent-to-own buyer, okay? The rent-to-own buyer, right now, there's 82% of Americans that cannot go to the local bank or a mortgage company and get a mortgage. Only 18% of the people can. So there's a lot of those people in the 82% category that don't qualify for a mortgage that would love to own a home. So when we sell it on rent to own, we're giving them the opportunity to look forward to having that home's deed transferred into their name when they are ready for a mortgage. Typically, I'm not going to accept less than $5,000 or $10,000 in this case, 5% to 10%. Typically, no less than 5% of the rent to own selling price. The difference between selling it in the multiple listing service and selling it on rent to own is if I sell it on rent to own, I'll make more money, but I got to wait to get my money. I can make a little bit less money and get my money today. So, Scott, let's run the numbers here. I'm going to sell it for the same price. You say, wait a minute, Jay, why would a rent to own buyer pay the same price today as a multiple listing buyer that's ready for a mortgage? And here's why. Number one, their primary motivation is not price. Number two, and this is very, very important, don't miss this, folks. If I set, I always set the price typically at about 10% or so, 5 to 10% above what the home is worth today. So the home is not worth $180,000 today in its current condition. It's worth $180,000 if I put $15,000 in it, right? So the home is worth right now, let's say as is, $165,000. But I'm not going to sell it to the rent-to-own buyer for what it's worth today. And here's why. Besides their primary motivation not being price, if I'm going to give them 1 year or 2 years to get ready for a mortgage, well, my lands just in the past year, prices have gone up 20% in this area.
Wow.
If I set the price at today's as-is value of 165,000 and it goes up 20%, which would be about $13,000 within a year or two, I just threw $13,000 out the window, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm setting the price at 5% to 10% above what it's worth today.
So in a way, they're not buying the house today or closing next week. They're actually buying the house in a year or 2 years down the road.
Correct. Correct. Now, the beautiful thing about a rent-to-own buyer relationship to me, the real estate investor that is selling, we don't have a traditional landlord-tenant relationship. What I
Right.
mean by that is the first 30 days when they move in, I'm responsible for all the repairs of anything that's not working as it's intended. I want all the major components to be working. I don't want anything leaking, right? I just want them to be responsible for the TLC, the tender loving care, the lipstick, etc. So after 30 days, the rent-to-own buyer is responsible for all the repairs. So they have got the mindset of being a homeowner. Another great advantage is I don't care if they got pets. They got pets, they can move in. So the rent-to-own buyer has got the mindset of I am a owner. I just don't have the title or the deed transferred into my name yet. And this is a pathway to where I can actually be a homeowner, whereas otherwise I'd be renting, you know, maybe the rest of my life. So this rent to own exit strategy is just a beautiful win-win for everybody. So Scott, back to the numbers, I'm gonna set the price still at $180,000 selling price. Same thing as selling today, but guess what? Guess what? I'm not gonna put $15,000 in rehab. I'm not going to do anything. They're going to, hey, this house, one room's got purple walls. Another room's got orange walls. You say, Jay, how can you sell a house with purple walls and orange walls? Rent to own buyer, they're going to paint it the color they want anyway.
That would normally be a mistake that a lot of people make too, is that you, let's say you go and you paint everything and then the rent to own buyer comes in and they don't like the colors and they're going to repaint it. So
they're going to repaint it anyway.
Because you're not talking to people that are poor necessarily. They're just people that can't afford a mortgage. And I think that's a huge distinction, because a year ago, if you could get a mortgage, if there was 100 people who a year ago could get a mortgage, 30% of them cannot today, even if nothing has changed in their finances. The banks have just changed the rules and the criteria. And you had a great stat about like 82% or whatever it was can't afford it anyway. It's gone up because the banks have sort of tightened the screws a little bit. And so we have a lot of people who have no problem making the down payment. They have no problem paying the rent. They have a problem with the bank, just like you had the problem with the bank, you know, a long time ago. And this is a solution for their problem.
Exactly. So the profit here, let's run the numbers here on the rent to own. So the profit is $180,000 still when they're ready for a mortgage. All I've got in it is $99,000. So the profit in the future on this exit strategy is $81,000 versus $66,000 today, but I got to wait. But there's one thing on this profit that we haven't calculated, Scott, or taken into account. Selling on rent to own, I got a positive cash flow. So this subject to mortgage, the monthly mortgage payment is right around $700 a month. The rent to own buyer is going to be paying $1,200 a month. So I'm going to get a $500 a month positive cash flow if I sell on rent to own. I got that 5 or 10% non-refundable lease option deposit. Now, when they get ready for a mortgage, if they get ready for a mortgage, okay, I'm going to apply that $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, non-refundable lease option deposit, to their purchase price. But guess what? Let's say they don't get ready for a mortgage. Let's say they move out. Guess what? I still own the house. They don't get their non-refundable lease option deposit back, and I get to sell the house again. Now, I will tell you, my mindset and my outlook with having a servant's heart is the way I look at this world and people. I want these people to get a mortgage. Actually, I'm going to help them. I'm going to refer them to my credit repair company. Help them get there. But if they decide otherwise, the responsibility is on them as to whether they stay or they move out. So again, multiple exit strategies. That's another thing, Scott, we didn't bring out, and I see we're about running out of time, so I probably need to wrap up. But one thing we didn't bring out is, let's come back over to the rehab. How am I going to fund the rehab if I decide to rehab $15,000? And put it in the multiple listing service? Well, here's how I'm going to fund it. Private money. I'm not going to get that $15,000 out of my pocket, right? I'm going to use private money so I can get a small, I could borrow $20,000, $25,000, whatever dollars from a private lender and give them a promissory note and a mortgage in second position underneath the first mortgage. So right. Now I've got the first mortgage payment that I'm agreeing to pay. Now I can just borrow. Shoot, if I borrowed $25,000, used $15,000 of it to rehab it, I can stick the other $10,000 in my pocket. So if I borrowed $25,000, I bought it for $99,000, call it $125,000. When I sell it for $80,000, I still got a $55,000 positive cash flow, and I put $10,000 in the bank. Ain't it a great business?
It is. That's amazing.
So again, fix it up, sell it now, $66,000 profit. Of course, that's less realtor fees. See, when you sell on rent to own, there are no realtor fees. That's another benefit to selling on rent to own. You're going to save 5 or 6% because you found the buyer. Rent to own buyer gets ready for a mortgage, 5% savings at least. That's going to save you $9,000 in realtor fees if you sell on rent to own. Again, you want more money. You want nice money now, or you want even a bunch more money later. You get to choose.
So you can have a nice little check at the beginning. Then you can have a nice little check every month come in, and then you'll get a nice size check when they decide when the bank says they're going to be able to afford a mortgage. But what would happen if they're, okay, so they've got a good job. Let's say it's a family. Both of them are working. They've got a good job. Everything is fine. They're having a bit of trouble with their credit. And they decided to go for, say, 2 or 3 years instead of the 1 year. Is that an issue?
Yes. So that's an excellent question. Most of the time, my rent-to-own buyers, the rental agreement is for 1 year, 12 months, right? So I'm giving them 12 months to get ready for a mortgage. If they use the credit repair company that we refer them to, then they will probably be ready for a mortgage. But I want to work with people, right? So from a legal standpoint, if they're not ready for that mortgage in 1 year on that term, I could kick them out. I mean, I could, you know, they lose their non-refundable lease option deposit. I go sell it again. But you know what? I don't do that. I want to work with people. If they've been making their payments on time and they're making progress and I've got a nice cash flow coming in, why in the world would I want to kick them out? I want to keep working with them, right, to help them move towards the mortgage. So in answer to the question, if they're not ready for a mortgage within the term of the agreement, what do? I extend their rental period if they have kept their end of the bargain.
Now, the other side of it is they're motivated to fix their credit, because you just said that it was $700 is what the mortgage is now, and they're paying $1,200. So if I've got any financial savvy at all, I know that I could be saving that, let's say $400. Maybe it's a little bit more expensive mortgage than the people that are there now. So, you know, I could be looking at it saying, I'm giving away $400 that I could be putting in my pocket, $5,000 a year. And so I'm motivated to be able to switch over to this as soon as possible.
Yeah. At interest rates today in the twos, that $1,200 a month rental payment would come down and help their cash flow per month when they are ready for a mortgage. That's for sure.
Nice. Awesome. So that's a pretty nice deal that you've got going there, and you're helping two groups of people. Obviously, the people there want to leave, and another family is going to want a nice place in North Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win all around. I mean, these people, the sellers, they want out of Dodge. They want to get back. They've lived down in this town in Georgia. They want to get back to this town in Georgia. They don't like where they are here. they got, you know, family down there in Georgia. And that's a win for them. I mean, we're able to make it happen fast. I mean, you know, we're closing in within 2 weeks. That never happens through traditional. And guess what? Another advantage of buying subject to or using private money, there's no appraisal involved. There's all this time entanglements the beautiful thing about either buying subject to or using private money is we get to set the rules. The banks don't set the rules. We set the rules. So, yeah, I mean, this is just a great example of the deals that we do every month, month in and month out.
So let me just quickly go through a summary for everybody. So you purchased the place for $99,000. You bought it subject to the existing note. The after repaired value is $180,000. The rehab is going to be around $15,000 by private money. So all in, your cost is $114,000. Which if you just put it on MLS and you sold it would be a profit of $66,000 less lawyer fees, realtor fees, that sort of thing. However, we have two exit strategies, and the second one is sell on rent to own. So you're still going to sell it at the same price, and it's going to be around $1,200 a month on rent to own and a non-refundable lease option of between $5,000 and $10,000, which means that probably in the neighborhood of $81,000 profit. You're helping somebody who doesn't can't get a mortgage right now, but they're going to be able to have that feeling of home ownership and move towards it and fix their repair. And it gives you a monthly positive cash flow of $500. So you're going to get some money right away, a nice chunk, $5,000-$10,000. You're going to get this cash flow going through for the next year or so. And then at the end of it, they're going to get a mortgage and you're going to get the rest of the money.
That's it. That's it.
Sounds like a great deal.
It is, Scott. It is, Scott. Scott, I'm so glad you joined me here. Folks, again, Scott Patton, the executive producer of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And I tell you what, it's a lot more fun to talk with somebody than be a talking head. I'll tell you that.
It sure is. So, Jay, if somebody wanted to learn more about what it is that you do, what steps should they take?
Well, it's real easy, folks. Get right on over to www.jayconner.com/book. And I go through all the steps, easy steps on exactly how you can get as much private money as I do to fund your deals. Thank you so much for joining. And look, I really appreciate the reviews. If you're, subscribe on YouTube, be sure and subscribe and ring that bell, so you don't miss out on any of the future trainings that we do right here. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and join us again. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here is to taking your business to the next level. We'll see you on the next Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor.